from Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live session. JPR Live sessions are recorded with Audix microphones. Audix, when sound matters. My guest today has just released a record called Best of Luck on Anti. He's been here once before. It was a couple of years back. Christopher Paul Stelling is back. Hello, sir. Good to see you.
Thank you, Eric.
How you been?
I've been good, man.
I should say, you have actually passed through here more recently. You were in a group with Son Little a couple of months back.
Mm-hmm.
But just kind of hanging out and relaxing while we taped.
While he did a session, I slept on the floor right here.
Well, I'm glad to have you back, and I'm glad to hear some new music from you.
Thanks.
This is, I think, your fifth full-length record that you've put out.
That sounds about right. Yeah, the one, if you don't include the ones I killed off. Yeah.
Have you done that with a few songs?
Sure. No, a few records. Yeah.
Full records,
yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Things that you put out and then tried to snuff? Or
like in the very beginning, before my first official record, I would kind of like wrap CDs in paper bags, like lunch bags, and, you know, like package up my demos, so to speak. But yeah, this is my fifth full length.
Yeah. Well, those demos had to get you to where you are now.
Absolutely, yeah.
We were talking just before we went on the air, speaking of where you are now, you are still based in Asheville, North Carolina.
Yeah.
And have been out on the road now doing this professionally for just shy of 10 years, like eight, give or take 8 years.
Yeah.
How's it feel? Is it wearing on you yet, or are you enjoying it?
I'm enjoying being sober for 2 years,
and congratulations.
I'm off the smokes.
Ah,
you know,
that probably helps.
Yeah, just a lifestyle thing, you know, like a little CBD oil, lots of water. You know, I'm getting older, so it's like it's time to not behave like a petulant child. You
know? The sober thing, this was like Christmas of 18, right? That you just kind of stopped.
Christmas of 17.
Christmas of 17. So that was like 6 months after you had been here for the first time. What did it do to your music making, to your career?
It just opened me up and made me available to myself. It expanded the amount of hours that I had in the day. It opened up an emotional reservoir that I was ignoring. It made me confront some things, you know, deep things, and also just a change of habit and lifestyle. You know, I mean, that's not all the end all. Be all of the story, but it was just important to like kind of wake up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, for me, I had the best time of my life. I was having such a good time that I had to kind of shift gears, you know?
Right. Right. Yeah. Well, let's hear some music and then we'll talk some more about this new album that you've released called Best of Luck. Christopher Paul Stelling is my guest in the studio today. What do you want to play first for us?
First song I'm going to play is a cut from the record called Lucky Stars. Thank my lucky stars who never let me down. Hang up there in the sky and keep me on the ground. Thank my lucky stars, whisper, do not be afraid, reflecting what we are, waters that we wade. Thank my thank my lucky stars. Thank my lucky stars, look after all you do, just because of mine don't mean they're not yours too. Thank my lucky stars.
Thank my lucky stars. They poke holes in the dark. It may be far away, but they still hold the spark. Thank my lucky stars.
That is a tune called Lucky Stars. It's beautiful. Christopher Paul Stelling is playing live in the studio today. That one comes from his new record called Best of Luck. So how, why, maybe both, did you approach this project differently than your previous albums? I mean, you mentioned that you have made changes to your personal life and to your personal health. Mm-hmm. Did you approach the project differently as a result?
Well, I made, this was the first time I worked with a producer. So I worked with Ben Harper on this record.
I've heard of him.
Yeah. Yeah, he's my guardian angel at this point. He really been looking out for me for a number of years. Long before we made the record, you know, Ben took me out on tour, opening for the Innocent Criminals on their first full band tour in almost 10 years.
That's huge.
And yeah, he put me in the Ryman and the Beacon. He put me at Massey Hall in Toronto, you know, Tennessee Theater. I mean, these beautiful rooms with thousands of people. It was incredible. And you know, that really struck up a friendship. And yeah, and then, you know, we mentioned a minute ago that I had kind of cleaned up my act on Christmas Day 2017 and New Year's Day 2018, like a week later, 2 weeks, however long it is, I got an email from him asking if I'd like to go into the studio and make a record, you know?
Wow.
And so...
You had no inclination that that was coming?
No.
Wow.
And I was hoping something would come.
Sure,
I didn't. I
sure.
was kind of like at my wit's end. You know, I had just toured a band behind my 2017 release, Itinerant Arias. Itinerant Arias was kind of a brooding affair. Mm-hmm. I had turned in the record in the September before the November election. The record was kind of written from the perspective of, I hesitate to say it was prescient, because for me, like, what was about to happen sort of politically and socially seemed very obvious, you know. It didn't apparently to a lot of people, but you know, and touring that record was heavy, and I was still kind of going pretty hard every night. You know, I was carrying a band, so there was a lot of added expenses to that. A lot of added expenses. Mm-hmm. Carrying a band is expensive. And so I was just kind of at my wit's end. I finished that touring cycle and I was just like, something has to change.
Right.
You know, because you get home from a year on the road being in bars every night, you know, and it was time to, you know, make some herbal tea and kind of read some books and trying to reassess some things, you know.
Yeah. Did those shows at the Ryman and other places when you were opening for Ben Harper, I mean, obviously you felt them in the moment. Did you continue feeling those shows after the fact?
Oh yeah, I mean, they carried me. They carry me to this day.
Yeah.
You know, I know that if I get in front of that many people, I can do something that works.
Right.
And also, you know, the people like Ben's longtime fans that now show up to my shows, you know, it's not a lot. I'm still playing to some of the relatively, like, some of the smaller rooms that you can play in the country. I mean, there's some really nice small rooms.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm not selling a ton of tickets. You know, I'm having some success off of this record, I think, perceptually. But the reality is, it's still, you know, when you tour the whole country, you know, every night is still like a, you know, it's very working. We were talking earlier, it's a working class time for musicians.
Right.
All of the overinflated kind of old ways of the music industry have come and gone.
Yeah, there kind of feels like there's a 1% in the music industry too, doesn't there? Superstars and then working class.
Everybody I know is really working class.
Yeah.
You know, even guys like Ben, you know, he's told me about like changes he's seen in the music industry too. It's like everybody's really kind of doubled down and dedicated and working hard. Mm. And that's exciting to me. I come from a sort of labor union working class family. So I appreciate that, you know.
Ben Harper calls your music soulful folk. Mm, sure. Does that fit? Do you like that?
I'll take it. I'll take anything he has nice to say about me. You know, I just, I love to play my guitar. I love to write about the progress I'm trying to make as a human being. I mean, that's just it.
Yeah, more recently, you've been doing more than just playing guitar. I've seen some videos of you online where you've got kind of the one-man band setup going on.
Sure. Yeah, I've been doing that since I was 17. I saw a guy on Beale Street in Memphis doing it when I just, right before I graduated high school, I was up there with my family, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, it's just nice to break up the show. It's nice to make a little extra noise. If I'm not going to carry a band this time, which I'm not, decidedly, you know, this is like, the shows are going better, everything's up, but I gotta like, you know, if you're going to go on tour for a year, you got to make sure you can take some time off and not have to jump right back in.
I hear you.
You know?
Well, we're happy to have you with just what looks to be a rather road-weary Martin guitar.
Oh, it's not weary. It's road. It's road-worn, but yeah. It's not. There's nothing weary about that guitar. That guitar is it's a sports car.
Still got some good songs in it, huh?
I love this guitar, yeah.
Well, why don't you take a sip of coffee and play us another? Christopher Paul Stelling is my guest in the studio today. His new record is called Best of Luck, out on Anti Records. ChristopherPaulStelling.com is the website. What do you want to play next?
Let's play one called Something in Return.
Once you knew it all, you saw how much you had to learn. Think it was the use if it's all gonna burn. Of all these things, I'm no longer concerned. If you give a little something, might get something in return. Oh, you told me all along. If only I'd listened before I got it wrong. Making your repairs, try to speak a little less. No, body needs to know about the way you've been blessed. How long must you carry the ashes in the urns? If you give a little something, might get something in return. Oh, you told me all along. If only I'd listened before I got it wrong. When the time comes and the earth shakes, sun sets and the hand takes, ain't you all going to the same place? So why not take it slow? Guess there's nowhere left to go. Lucky to be here, and see what it is. Through the love and the chaos and the coincidence, praying for the patience, for that trust you gotta earn. If you give a little something, might get something in return. If you give a little something, might get something in return. If you give a little something, might get something.
Something in Return is the name of that one. Christopher Paul Stelling is my guest in the studio today. He's playing us music from his newly released record called Best of Luck out on Anti Records. Let's talk about this title. It has been written that there is perhaps a double meaning, or at least a double intention to the title. What did you intend when you called it Best of Luck? Were you trying to be sincere or smart alecky?
I'm always a bit of both. I'm always very sincere in my smart aleckiness.
Fair enough.
I was trying to think of what to call the record, and I think in like this, in the span of one day, I was told Best of Luck, like at the coffee shop, at the grocery store, at the gas station, over the phone, you know. It kept coming up. It was something I kept sort of writing down. And I don't know, it just seemed like a good, you know, my last record was called Itinerant Arias. I just kind of usually assume the average person has a, you know, pretty decent understanding of the English language, considering most of us know one language in this country. If I had to be asked what the word itinerant and the word aria meant one more time. So I thought for this one, I'd make it really simple. You know, gosh, I mean, like, you read the news every day. How much more apocalyptic is it going to get? You know, yeah. Like this morning is a plague of locusts, literally plague of locusts, tornadoes, criminals in positions of power.
We're at a station with NPR News on all day, every day.
Yeah, yeah. Best of luck.
Yeah. Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah. So this record, I mean, the songs came together how long ago exactly?
Well, also, I've been very lucky.
Yeah.
And so maybe this is my best of, you know, there's like a lot of fun little avenues I could go down.
Yeah. Were these all relatively new songs that showed up on this record, or things that you'd had in your catalog for a while?
No, these were all completely brand new songs. Yeah. When Ben reached out to me, I went to a writing retreat, outside of Jacksonville, Florida. I had already set it up. I knew I needed to spend some time with myself, you know, and, it's a little house in a swamp. This man, Stetson Kennedy, who was a civil rights pioneer in the 40s, friends of Woody Guthrie and friends with Zora Neale Hurston. It's now become like a double literary landmark because Woody Guthrie spent time finishing a book there and Stetson Kennedy lived there. And so the house was available to songwriters as a place to retreat. And so I did that for 2 weeks. And I just kind of like opened up my notes and my notebooks and all of the scraps of paper and kind of spread them out on the table and started just kind of compiling my thoughts and feelings over the past couple years, and just kept writing and reading and just kind of, you know, it's like a faucet and you got to turn it on, but you don't know how to turn it on. You just have to kind of start thinking that way.
Yeah.
And that was kind of the process. And
or maybe get rid of the other mental clutter, get it out of the way.
Yeah. Becoming available to yourself is an amazing thing. Mm. And but I also learned that a lot of writing happens amidst the chaos of daily life and not necessarily in some sort of controlled environment. So, but that was like the starting point. Mm. And then I went out and I did a couple of tours. I toured with Sun Little a bit. I toured with this man, Lonnie Holly, who I greatly admire. We went to Europe together. And I just kind of like kept sending Ben songs, you know? And I think in total, I sent him like 35 songs. And we kind of just, mostly him, because I was just like, I'll stand behind any of these. Like, just pick some,
yeah.
You know?
It would be easy to presume that working with such a presence as Ben Harper would end up with there being some, I don't know about change to the songs or some influence, certainly some major influence from Ben Harper. But I remember reading an interview where you were talking about that process and working with Ben, and that what he primarily did was get you to strip away the stuff you didn't need.
Yes.
And simplify.
Yeah, edit. Editing. You know, I'm a big fan of like the writer Raymond Carver, right? And some years after he died, it became apparent that he had had the same editor his entire life that was very like focused on getting him to strip back some stuff. And I mean, the stories were just the economy of the words, you know, if it doesn't move the story along. This record, I mean, the previous record, which I still really care about, was dense.
Yeah.
You know, there was a lot of words.
Busier than this one, yeah.
And I definitely made an effort to, I mean, that was a path that I was already starting to head down, you know, trying to be more concise. And, you know, just the influence of having a deadline and having someone to report to and having someone to get feedback from is what I really needed, you know, let alone all of the tools and experience that he brought in just having made however many records Ben has made, probably like at least 20 or something, you know, in a 25-year-long career. So it was, I needed a friend and a mentor, and that's what I got, yeah.
No, it's turned out great.
Thank you.
I'm grateful you're back. It's good to see you again.
It's nice to see you.
Christopher Paul Stelling is my guest in the studio today. The record of which we speak is called Best of Luck. It's come out on Anti Records. Information can be found at ChristopherPaulStelling.com. Will you play one more tune for us?
Yeah, man. This is the lead single. It's called Trouble Don't Follow Me.
You're gonna shine like a diamond. You gotta stretch like the sea. You gotta keep on moving, singing trouble don't follow me. If you're gonna shine like a diamond, you gotta stretch like the sea. You gotta keep moving, singing trouble don't follow me. It's a long and lonesome road, don't have to walk alone. Through scorched earth and barren fields, you don't have to walk alone. There's some luck around the bend, don't have to walk alone. Tail injury around the mend, don't have to walk alone. If you're gonna shine like a diamond, you gotta stretch like the sea. You gotta keep moving, singing trouble don't follow me. Can't you see it up ahead? Don't have far to go. When I get there, I'll sit right down. Don't have far to go. We'll have such a tale to tell. Don't have far to go. Got right up after you fell. Don't have far to go. If you're gonna shine like a diamond, you gotta stretch like the sea. You gotta keep moving, singing trouble don't follow me. It's a liar and a thief, push sorrow away. Come on and get that good relief, go push sorrow away. There's no room for those kind of lies, push sorrow away. Up ahead, clear bright sky, push sorrow away. If you're gonna shine like a diamond, you gotta stretch like the sea. You gotta keep moving, singing trouble don't follow me. If you're gonna shine like a diamond, you gotta stretch like the sea. You gotta keep moving, singing trouble don't follow me, don't follow me.
Trouble Don't Follow Me. It's music from Best of Luck, the new record of Christopher Paul Stelling. Out on Anti Records, ChristopherPaulStelling.com is the place to go online for information. Christopher, good to see you again.
Thanks, man, and thanks to all your listeners for supporting public radio. Absolutely.
JPR Live Sessions are supported by and recorded with Audix microphones. Located in Wilsonville, Oregon, Audix designs, engineers, and manufactures high-performing innovative products that contribute to the advancement of the professional audio industry.